B&E.
Okay, got to see my mama. This, you know, these days are getting numbered there when you get in your 80s. I think that's where you go. Unless you like E. Hogan, because he's going to 110 or something like that.
No, no. I'm planning to live to be 110 or 120, maybe older. I'm not saying
maybe
I'm going
older?
To, but you have to plan for it. 40 years from now, the advances in medical technology.
The advances in Bud Light.
Well, no, I'll give up the Bud Light here at some point.
What?
Soon. It'll happen.
No, no, don't say. What
yes,
do you mean?
Of course.
Give up the shrimp and the Bud Light?
I didn't say the Bud Light sweet.
He's not going to give up the sweet part of it. The sweet life.
Oh. I know people snicker when they hear that, but if you're not planning to live to be 110, what if you do? And you didn't plan for it.
Can't plan to live that long.
Sure you can.
No way.
Sure you can. You can do the things.
What are you talking about? Look, go back again. I'm 45 years old. 40 years ago, people weren't planning to live to be 100, and now it's routine. It's all the time.
Yeah, but like,
people are living longer and longer.
When do you plan on retiring? You know, like if you retire at 65.
I'm not going to retire at 65.
Who wants to retire at 65? I'm damn near there.
I want to retire at 25. What are y'all talking about?
No, I'm good. I'll keep going. I'll
believe
do something else.
You can't coach unless you're going to be a coach.
You'd be a coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you got to plan for it. Because it may happen.
Youth coach.
Got this text in. I've been worried about it. I knew this would mean nothing shocking here, but this guy says, well, boys, hour and 45-minute drive from Bee Cave to downtown. Brutal.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we told you. I mean, when I first saw this report this morning that some power lines were down right by the county line restaurant here on 360, right by our station, between the county line and Barton Creek Country Club. I mean, that's a major artery. And the problem is there aren't other arteries. So at that point, where are you going? You got to cut down to Southwest Parkway, which you're cutting through neighborhoods. You have to go way around. But all the people that drive into downtown and normally take Bee Cave Road down to 360, that can't get to 360, they have to find an alternate route, which clogs everything else up. And I just saw a report on Twitter that the road at 290 and William Cannon is backed up a mile for people trying to get through.
Oh, there's some ticked off people in line right now.
Well, yeah, that's right. Because I mean, it's normally backed up,
hopefully,
but now you're adding a. That's why we told you at 6:05 and 7:05 and 8:05. If you go, you may want to go out and around. I don't know. I don't know what the route is. Call the boss. Tell him I'll see you. Because that road's not going to open until noon. They got to put those power lines back up. They got to get
goodness.
Austin Electric out there and put those. I guess a big truck took down the power lines.
Well, hopefully you're all listening to my early thoughts of a 1,000-unit play. It may not be Texas. You know, Notre Dame has been struggling a little bit, but they play at Wake Forest. Brian Piccolo, John McAvick, think about that.
All right, well, I'll need your 1,000-unit play before the end of the week because we need it. We're not doing very well in our Supreme Lending picks.
Oh, we're terrible at that.
We're horrible. Hey, let me mention this. This is not a news story, but it's a tragic story. News out of Ames, Iowa this morning that young Iowa State University golfer Celia Arozamena was found murdered on a golf course. She's the reigning Iowa State female athlete of the year, a 22-year-old senior, was at the height of her sport, murdered on the course while wrapping up a civil engineering degree at Iowa State University. She'd been named the athlete of the year. It says here that after determining Barkman was assaulted, they have charged 22-year-old Colin Daniel Richards with no known address with first-degree murder. Terrible story.
And after on the
golf course in Ames. She's
horrible story.
Horrible. 22-year-old young lady. Obviously, we'll get more details, but tragedy in Ames, a young golfer who, you know, she's going to want to be a professional, I think. I mean, she's one of the best
from
Spain originally and playing golf in college at Iowa State. Murdered on the course. Just a terrible, terrible story. We'll follow that. But I wanted to put that news out there this morning, even though it's tragic. Tragic. Also news, we've been talking about it this morning. In addition to the Longhorns already focusing on that TCU game, on to TCU. Tom Herman, we'll hear more from him coming up. Monday Night Football last night, it was the Bears 24-17. That game reminded me of the Cowboys game in that the final score was by a touchdown, but it wasn't that close. The Bears really dominated that football game. Mitch Trubisky, if you watch this game, Mitch Trubisky and the Bears should have blown this game out. He missed wide open receivers.
He did.
He missed plays that were there for him. But when Prince Amukamara took a pick to the house, it was 24-10. And I just felt like the Bears were in control of this game all night. Russell Wilson did take the Seahawks on an end of half field goal drive and then hit one beautiful throw to Tyler Lockett.
He's so good, that dude.
He threw a dime. But, you know, the minute I saw Brian Schottenheimer calling plays for the Seahawks, this is not going to be a good year for the Seahawks. Brian Schottenheimer is in a below-average offensive coordinator, in my opinion. And they wanted to make a change and be more physical on their run game, but I thought Darrell Bevell did a good job with Russell Wilson, typically using him and letting Russell be Russell. If you're going to let him stand back there and let Khalil Mack come after him and kind of want him to not run, I mean, I think you're going to be in trouble.
You know what
point.
I don't get? I don't get Russell Wilson's awareness of things around him. He generally is aware, and he generally doesn't have balls smacked out of his hand or make really silly interceptions. In that game last night, I can't believe he thought he could pat the ball as many times. I'm like, you got to throw that ball away or ball
and
down.
Look, and I do think the Bears' defense is really good. And Khalil Mack, they had six sacks. Kind of like the Cowboys. Cowboys had six sacks of Eli Manning. They had six of Russell. They had a pick six. That defense was winning. And, the Bears will now play Arizona. Cowboys get the Seahawks. And now that pass rush can attack Russell Wilson. You got to know where he's at. They're coming home at 0-2. Interesting.
Is Arizona really that bad?
Yes. Yes.
They're as bad as Buffalo, close to it.
Well, they have David Johnson, but I'm looking at my fantasy football results. He had 4 points last week.
And they're not gone with the rookie yet. They're still going to have Sam Bradford as quarterback this week.
I guess. I mean, they're not even scaring the red zone at this point. They crossed midfield once on Sunday against the Rams. Now, the Rams are really good, but the Cardinals play the Bears now with Khalil Mack and company. Yeah. I mean,
jeez.
Can I bench David Johnson week three because he's not doing anything?
Or he's not going anywhere.
Jeez Louise. All right, this guy says, guys, I've been in my truck since since 6:30, and it's still not close. The Southwest Parkway is a mess.
Where is that? Is that by my club over there?
Southwest Parkway? I call it the highway to nowhere. People just, it's almost like
about?
They don't.
It cuts through from Mopac up to
620. I know, but it's never, ever really, really crowded for some odd reason.
It is today.
It is today.
Well, because look, if you live northwest of County Line Barbecue, right here.
Right over there.
Which includes all the way out to the Hill Country Gallery. Anybody that lives out there. A lot of people live there.
Lakeway.
And you're trying to get downtown. What are your options?
Lakeway, you have to go all the way to 183 and down.
Well, no. If Bee Cave is now closed, right?
Yes.
Your choices are to go back, and you live between County Line and 620. You can go back up to 620 and down.
Or you take 71 and come down and then get on Southwest Parkway.
Which is jammed up because everyone's doing
it. It's jammed.
Because normally the people who live between that would just go down Bee Caves and hit 360 and go
what
in that
Oak
way.
What is Oak Hill? What does that mess look like now?
And I'm sure.
Don't go to work. Just go home.
I know. That's what I said at 6:05. I might just want to call in and say this is. Now, if you got up early and got after it, but now at this point when it's hitting peak rush hour time or has been the last hour and a half, because you could also cut down Lost Creek or cut down Barton Creek. But that's a one-lane road through the country club and through St. Michael's and St. Gabriel's. And then you could cut down Lost
Creek. It's already crowded with people going to school.
Yeah, that's already crowded, right? And then you try to get over to Southwest Parkway. But, again, that's just – sorry for folks. That's just a mess.
And you don't have time to be stopping at BK's club and just hanging around to the traffic.
Well, that might have been a smart move. Get to Lost Creek and play yourself a round of golf.
Ooh.
And then go.
Boss, I'll be there at noon.
See you, Trey. I'm taking off the midday show.
A lot of people live out there off BK Road.
There it is. That's a crowded area.
Yeah. A lot of people live out down in that way, down towards the lake and whatnot, and they've got to get places. And they can't because that's the main artery. Hey, how about a couple other notes? We mentioned it throughout the morning, but for folks here in the 9 o'clock hour, the Round Rock Express on the heels of the Fresno Grizzlies making it official on Sunday. Yesterday, the Express put out an announcement that they have every intention to seek new affiliation for their minor league team, which this was a, I don't want to say foregone conclusion, but we knew this was coming, but it's now being put into play. Fresno announced and said thanks to the Astros for all the great years. Now Round Rock has said we're looking for new affiliation because their contract with the Rangers is up and their agreement with the Rangers, their affiliation. So I would imagine by Friday we'll have official announcement that the Round Rock Express will now be the AAA affiliate of the Houston Astros, and the Texas Rangers will be playing. Texas Rangers AAA team and players will be playing elsewhere next year. San Antonio is where they want to be, but they may have to go somewhere else for a couple years, Buck. Nashville has been mentioned. They want to end up in San Antonio, but San Antonio doesn't have a stadium yet because AAA baseball has a mandatory attendance spot that you have to hit. And the Missions, who have only been playing AA baseball for years, remember the Round Rock Express used to be AA and then expanded the Dell Diamond and put in enough seating to become AAA. The Missions have not yet done that, and the plan has been to build a downtown stadium in downtown San Antonio where a AAA team could play, but that's not, I don't even think that's going anywhere right now. So the Rangers are kind of looking for a spot, and we'll see where they land, but the foregone conclusion is that the Astros will be playing with their AAA team at the Dell Diamond. And that's fun for Astros fans. They've got a lot of talent in that organization. I think it's good for
a lot of buzz.
Well, they got a ton of young players. And obviously they have a chance to go play for another World Series this year with the big club. So that announcement looks like it'll come down by Friday.
Oh my God, and it's taking an hour to get to 2222 from Lakeway. An hour? 2 hours from Lakeway to Mopac?
2 hours from Lakeway to Mopac. Yeah, well, no, again,
guy just called and was like, it's been half an hour for the last 2 miles.
Yeah, sorry, folks.
I'd be cussing.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do, you know?
But as soon as I saw that report, I was like, that's going to be a major, because that's a major artery, and there's no other spot. So all these new people who normally take that artery are trying to find another one, which is clogging up all the other ones.
Then you can't get off. Yeah. That's why you have to have that little special bag that I have now. It's a special unit that I carry for my special unit.
We don't normally do traffic, but when something like that happens, I just say, go back home.
Yeah, I got a special bag now right there.
What, your 1,000-unit bag?
Yes.
Just in case. Crap bag?
No, it's not.
Like Chad's crap bag?
No, it's the urination bag, just in case.
Oh, I thought maybe it was Chad's bag.
I've got one of those now. You know, once I hit 60, got a urination bag in my car, not a bottle, not an old bottle.
Well, that can happen, especially for folks like this. You have a couple cups of coffee on your way into work.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
listening to B&E.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, you're sitting there. And
the special bag is cool because you just twist it, a little twist tied to it.
You used to talk about that when you were drinking a lot.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, when I drink, it goes straight on through.
Yeah.
But now it's...
What's that little tube called, a catheter or whatever?
You can't just put one of those in yourself, I don't think, can you?
Yeah, sure.
Can somebody place a catheter in their own body? Like, you can actually put it in your own self?
If you know how and you can handle the pain.
Oh, gee. Can you imagine sitting in your car and doing that? What is wrong with us?
Well,
I got to tell you about Indeed.
Some of these folks sitting in traffic, it probably feels like that. They're having a catheter inserted while they're sitting there for an hour at a time.
Folks, let me tell you about Indeed. With so many companies out there, when it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questioning, then zero in on qualified candidates using intuitive online dashboard. Now, when you need to hire fast, accelerate those results. With sponsors, job, new users, get to try Indeed for absolutely free. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms and conditions, quality standards apply. That's Indeed.com/radio.
Radio.
Well, I hate being in a car like this. I play my jams. I'm listening.
Well, the worst one ever was the when they shut down 35 and those people were stuck on 35. When the dude threatened to blow his car up. And
I would have just said blow it up.
They had to wait for the bomb squad.
Blow it up.
Like 4 hours, people were sitting idle.
I'm getting up and getting out.
Nowhere to go. You're in the guardrails. But at least here, the people that we're talking to could turn around and go home. They actually could. Call the boss.
Yeah, y'all go home.
Man, just get out and walk. Just leave your car. Leave the hazards on. They can't tow your car.
Yes, they can.
If the hazards are on.
Who told you that? Where'd you get that from?
Any parking lot that's full, just park in the middle, turn on your hazards, and you are safe.
No, there are some horror stories.
Really believe that?
It's true.
You can't leave your car. That's a crime.
But the hazards on, anything is possible.
You get a ticket for that. But 4 hours on a freeway. Remember the folks? I've heard so many of these terrible stories. I think my parents were a part of it. Remember when after Hurricane Katrina?
Oh, coming out of there.
And then that came through. And then there was the Hurricane Irma or whichever one it was that was coming in, and it scared everybody in Houston. So everybody came. Remember people talking about taking 13 hours to get from Houston to Austin just to get out?
They start coming here.
Yeah, well, everybody's trying to get here because they're sitting there watching the video of New Orleans underwater, and here comes this other hurricane. There were reports that in Giddings on 290, people were running out of gas. 13-hour trips that normally take 2.5 hours.
Dude, I can't even stand to drive from Austin to Dallas on I-35. I think that's too crazy. Yeah. That's why I go 281, the country way.
You gotta have patience, man.
I don't have patience in a car.
We probably should stop talking about this because people are like, would you talk about something else? And yes, we're sitting in it. Let's have some fun.
And you guys are sitting there talking.
Let's make fun of them a little bit.
Yeah. Shouldn't have gone to work. Should have got up earlier, too.
Or just go play golf.
I would just go. If you can turn around, I would
go home.
Bucky's
got a lot of sick days he could lend you.
He's got more left?
No. BK has one. Manana.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're off tomorrow, BK.
Yes.
Off tomorrow. D-Fry will be filling in for me.
But I don't get that one. What's that one for? Day of Reckoning?
This is Atonement. Yeah, the Day of Atonement.
That's the same thing, right? Day of Reckoning?
I'll be fasting sundown to sundown.
But you can't eat anything?
No drinks, no
eats. When does that start? Tonight? Sundown?
Sundown.
Mm-hmm. So 7:45 or so?
But you're not going to last from sundown to sundown.
Do it every year, man.
You don't need a thing.
Don't drink water, nothing.
I mean, you can't even have a glass of water?
No, sir.
Oh, nothing
what
in your body?
What kind of religion is that where you can die?
You can't die from that. If you're in good health, one day is fine. But they say, like, if you're
older
sick.
Older folks and young kids.
If you're sick, you don't have to do it. If you're sick, you know.
You're forgiven?
Adults. Right.
Hurricane Rita. Hurricane Rita, thank y'all.
But a healthy person like you who feast on Taco Bell.
Dude, you better gorge today.
I will.
Well, this is the same thing with Lent for Catholics now. I mean, different, but not for a full day. But you're supposed to fast on Good Friday as a Catholic. You're supposed to not eat.
Until when? Sunday?
No, just Friday.
Just Friday, all day
well,
Friday?
Well, I mean, in some real strict, yes. All the way through the Easter feast. And
Catholics,
and
we're
feast.
Not real strict anymore.
Oh, there you go. Some of them are.
We got a lot going on.
Yeah,
all some the stuff of them in Pennsylvania, my, all of them,
well,
my
you,
parish.
You probably don't know this, but maybe you do because you went to Catholic school. Before
forever.
Mass on Sundays, you're supposed to fast before Mass.
I know that. You're not supposed to take the host in your mouth before going to church.
You're not supposed to eat breakfast before church.
It's an altar boy. I know all that stuff.
That's why Catholics leave church and go eat.
Then they started doing the real wine where you could partake, and then I became an alcoholic because of being a Catholic altar boy.
Well, you know, all religion. I remember when Akeem Olajuwon was playing for the Rockets, and he would go through Ramadan.
Didn't he used to miss games because of that?
Yeah, he had to fast for, and he would lose strength. And it was just something he had to do, and the Rockets had to deal with it because he was Akeem the Dream. And he was devout.
So what do you Baptist people do? What
is
your stick?
Don't start.
First of all, I need to understand, you know, because I got BK stuff down in As-Salaam Aleikum and all that stuff. And the Catholics, what do you Baptists do? What is it that you do? I mean, is there something that the Baptists, do they fast?
That's a bad direction for the program.
No, it's
right
a
now.
Good direction. I'm just trying to find, you know, I like to learn about religions, but I don't know what the Baptists do. They don't have any special days where they miss work.
That's what the library is for. Remember that real nice Austin library where you go in and
$5 billion library?
They'll have all kinds of books on religion in there that you can check out.
Just trying to find out. I know there are a lot of Baptists that's probably listening
to the
show.
You don't want to have to go read it. You want somebody to tell you.
I want somebody to tell me what do the Baptists do because they don't have special days where they miss work like BK's folks and or Catholics and off at Easter and all that.
What a mess.
But Baptists don't have special days that they do anything.
Yes, they do.
They do where they don't have to go to work?
I'm sure they do.
I don't think so, E. I think you're wrong about that.
All right, I'll look it up.
I guarantee you,
so
Baptists
I can tell you,
don't have a special
I've
day.
I've never been Baptist.
Like September 32nd, the Baptists are off. They don't do that.
All right, let's get back to your 1,000-unit lock.
Okay, my 1,000-unit lock is, I'm not doing this right now, but I'm just saying this. The Texas Longhorns will have to come out very physical. Not only do they have to do offensively, they have to do something extraordinary offensively against TCU. But before they even start, they have to understand all week long, this practice this week has got to be worse than game day with Tom Herman. There are no days off with physicality this week. The ones that you think you need to chill out, you can't. Because the team that's playing against you thinks you're soft.
That. But I think Tom Herman realizes that this is not the same. Because Texas was not soft last year when they played TCU. They had a bad offensive line and couldn't run the football.
Correct.
But they physically, they were their own worst enemy early with some penalties, and they found themselves down 17-0, and then they couldn't run the ball. This is a more physical Texas team. I don't think there's any doubt. That's, you know, the fourth quarter of the USC game, USC was ready to get on the bus. They were done. They did not play physical against Maryland. They were more physical against Tulsa. And I think they're going to play their most physical game. But it's going to have to be because TCU is that good. I mean, and they know that. And that's why.
Do you think this is a more physical Texas unit than it was last year on defense?
I think without Puna Ford, it's less, but I think it's getting there. Chris Nelson played his best game last week.
Mm-hmm.
Charles
Amenihu was okay last week.
I thought Charles graded out very, very well. Obviously, we talked about Gary Johnson as the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week. He was living in the backfield. But let's go back to this. This was against a young quarterback who is a pocket passer.
You knew exactly where he'd be.
Right. And that's what's given Todd Orlando struggle, which you know Tom Herman and Sonny Cumbie and Gary Patterson are thinking about. We got to get
he's not a great
Sean
runner.
Robinson on the news, on the move. Well, he's kind of like Sam Ehlinger. I mean,
okay. He
can run. Sean Robinson can run. He's not Michael Vick by any stretch of the imagination, but he can run. And they're going to have to use that in their playbook because that's what gives that misdirection – And moving and those jet sweeps and the quarterback as a threat to run is what gives Todd Orlando defenses trouble.
You're right.
We've seen over 16 games now. If you can come down, if they can come downhill on you and know where your quarterback is, Katie bar the door. They can get after you. Kind of like Mason Rudolph a year ago. Even Baker Mayfield. Sam Darnold, now JT Daniels, and they can come after you.
And TCU's a four quarter game. I mean,
no doubt.
They will play for all four quarters to the very end.
Every day is a special day for the Baptist Buck. No booze ever. That's true. No booze, no sugar, no dancing.
Would you just say no dancing?
Come on, you know that.
How could I know that? I'm a Catholic. Baptists don't dance.
No. It's too close to something else. Too close.
Aren't black churches like Baptists? Aren't they Baptists?
Southern Baptists.
Wait a minute. Now they got groups? So there's a Southern Baptist.
I'm going to get you a book. I'm going to buy you a book.
So Southern Baptists, like the churches, like on the east side, the black churches, you tell me they're not dancing up in there? They don't dance?
I've never been to one. I think they do. But I don't know.
But they don't drink?
I'm not part of that group.
Baptists don't drink?
I have not been to a Baptist mass, I don't believe.
No wine? No Holy Ghost and host?
I've been to many churches.
We haven't been to a Baptist church, have we?
I have not.
We need to go. You and I need to do a Sunday at a Baptist church. Except for their deal is like 2.5 hours.
Let's not.
I don't like 2 or 3 hours.
Let's watch football on Sunday.
That's church?
I'm just kidding. No offense to anyone out there. Hey, when we come back, we will. I'm going to tell you when, because you know, Buck, you talk about him fasting for his Day of Atonement tomorrow, BK.
Right.
Coach Brad Kellner. Fasting is actually very healthy for you. Did you know that? This is something you might want to try. I'm going to tell you about it when we come back. Plus, more on Bucky's 1,000-unit lock, more on the NFL after 2 weeks, what we know and don't know, all coming as you sit in traffic. Hate it out there for you. We'll try to keep you entertained all the way through. It's Beanie on the Horn. You had to play Footloose, didn't you? Yeah, for the non-dancing Baptists among us. Listen.
That's a good song, too, now.
I'm surprised you're not listening to this during your morning prep. Little Kenny Loggins.
I'm listening to Jaheim in the morning.
Who the heck is Jaheim?
I think BK may have turned me on to Jaheim. That's a person. He's good. Jaheim's good. Jaheim. Am I right? Jaheim.
Footloose. That's 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon right there. He was in the original Footloose.
I never knew that's what the moral of that movie was, or the story of that movie.
John Lithgow's the preacher, and he won't let him dance, and they want to have a dance, and his daughter's a little slutty.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Did I say that? Yeah, she was.
Was she?
She was a little footlooser than he would like her to
be. She was trompish? She was a trompish?
More than the preacher would have wanted her to be, but you know what they say about the preacher's daughter.
I don't know. I've never been around a preacher's daughter ever.
Kidding. Hey, all right. So this is official now. As you guys sit in traffic because of the power lines down on BK, it's been a mess this morning all over town, certainly south and southwest Austin. But I think this is official now, Buck. Are we doing this? So BK,
we're doing it.
BK, you're in on this. You're off tomorrow because of your Jewish faith. You're going to fast.
Right.
I'm learning about religions.
Well, this isn't religious. This is health benefits. I'm planning to live to be triple digits.
Yes.
I've been reading about this, and we were reminded on the text line that intermittent fasting is very, very healthy. That medical experts have discovered that, you know, not eating, just drinking water for 3 days is like when you don't know anything about this because you don't have a computer, but rebooting a computer. It's just like it cleans everything out, right?
Hey, listen, I've got a computer and an iPad.
Well, do you ever reboot it? Because it gets slow and it gets kind of stuck. And
what do you mean, like turn it off, turn it on?
Yeah, reboot.
I do that all the time. I turn it off, never turn it back on.
So, BK, it's on. I haven't eaten since dinner last night.
What are we doing here?
Bucky and I are doing a 3-day fast.
3-day fast?
Yeah.
Yep.
Real fast.
You're not eating or drinking.
No,
I'm drinking water.
Water.
You're not going to eat.
No, I'm not eating.
Today, tomorrow, or
Thursday morning, we're allowed after the show.
And we got to be, gentleman's agreement.
Dude, I'm already getting sick.
Of? Well, this will help you with your health.
I'm hungry. I'm dying to eat.
Oh, he's copping out already. You hear this?
Well, what you need to do is drink lots of water. Because look, here's what will happen.
Can I put something in the water?
Look, you will get irritable at one point through this. I've read up on this.
I do.
Because I need to do it. Because you got to detox and reboot your body. At some point during the process, your body, which normally uses sugars, when you eat, the sugar is what your body uses as fuel. At some point in the process, your body then is out of sugar and fuel and starts to use your natural fat as its fuel.
I'm going to eat myself?
Well, no, it's just a basic survival. There was a time in as we evolved that we didn't eat 3 square meals a day. You ate when you found food. So your body adapted to...
Who told you that?
Come on.
The cave people have always been eating 3 squares.
What do you
mean? What's wrong with you?
Here it is right here. Intermittent fasting gives your digestive system a rest, which energizes your metabolism to burn calories. Also, it helps with weight loss if you're looking to do that. It helps improve your insulin sensitivity. It improves your hunger. It improves your eating patterns. How about this? Improves your brain function, Buck. This could help you.
Okay, so we're going to do this until when?
Thursday at 7 o'clock.
I can eat at 7 then?
Thursday evening, yeah.
You mean Thursday evening? Like after here, we get off the show?
It says here, fasting contributes to self-enlightenment.
You know, I'm going to see my wife tomorrow, tonight.
Bring the ruckus.
Dude, how exhausted I will be for not eating? I'm 63. So if I try to bring the ruckus and I don't eat after that or eat before that, there ain't going to be much ruckus going on.
You're talking about the scooters, right? Not the...
Yeah. By the way, I'll get back to that.
You guys are
not
going to do this.
Yes, I am.
I'm doing it. I'm
no
going.
Way.
I'm going. I'm going to see how long
I'm
going to
be able to make it.
Yeah, I will.
Can you imagine tomorrow
morning
show
on Thursday?
It's going to be so mean.
Well, everybody will get to hear how we sound on Thursday morning.
Oh, no. By tomorrow morning, I'm going to be mean.
Wait, it's today, tomorrow, and Thursday?
Thursday.
Yeah, starting
out.
Eat Thursday dinner.
Thursday dinner.
There's no way I can do it. I'm going to try.
Yeah, that's 72 hours.
Y'all should put a wager. Y'all should go midday show and put a little wager.
I'm
going to last longer.
What are we, comedians? We're not bringing any comedians in to bring any wagers in here. We're just going to do it.
We're just going to do it.
Because I want to see what it's like for you to go.
I want you to, describe me. I'll get irritable. But again, I've been to, you know,
irritable bowel syndrome.
You know who's an expert on this is the great Trey Elling III. Who
guy eats weeds?
Bad Trey. What do you call him? Terrible take Trey.
Terrible take Trey. Yeah.
He's done this, and he says at some point you just start to feel great. Like you go through a bout where it's just miserable,
but you actually feel great.
Then yes, because you're not hungry anymore. Your body starts to reboot and starts to eat and use its own fat for energy, and you start to feel great.
Okay, what if I eat, if I have bugs or a snail or something, can I eat bug or a snail or something?
No, water.
Like survival?
Water. No Bud Lights. I don't, that's going to be tough, but we won't do that. We're in. We're in for 3 days.
Okay. I take some opioids every once in a while. There's going to be a real problem
here. I want to get to that moment of enlightenment that Trey was telling me about, to where... You just start to feel great.
Trey is such a fake. He doesn't really do all this stuff.
Now I get to find out for myself.
I think it's just you start to lose feeling.
No.
What?
I've heard this from many people and read about it, that once you get past
point... Can I die from this? That's what I want to know.
No.
At 63 years old, can I die from this?
Well, if you die, it's not my fault. You're making this decision.
I got a massage this morning and a deep tissue massage. Dude, I am so hungry after that massage. It's just it's not
okay,
fair.
Then don't
I'm
do
doing it.
It.
I'm,
do
but
it.
I'm
then
doing
don't
it.
Do it. Don't
I'm
do
doing it.
It
cause
don't do it then.
I'm doing it. I'm going
to
do it.
This says make sure you add some salt, sea salt to your water. Your blood needs the minerals to transmit electrical system through our body. Okay, there you go.
Here comes all the stuff that you need that we don't know about, and then we're going to die.
This guy says, it's dollar pepperoni rolls day at Double Days.
Oh, man.
When is that? Today?
Today.
Oh, no.
This says 3 days without Bud Light, LOL. Yeah, listen, you got to give some of that stuff up. This says, I fasted for 3 days once, and I could see individual leaves on trees.
Dude, I'm doing it. I'm there.
Salt in the water. I like this.
I like that. I can do that.
I like this.
So can I dunk like a cucumber in my water without eating the cucumber? But I can put little stuff in water.
I'm not going to get mad at you if you eat a cucumber.
Not
some
eating
cucumber.
A cucumber.
That's just water anyhow. But no, stay true to it, man.
I am a biatch if I don't have food when
but
I'm really,
get
really
past
hungry.
It. I want to. Yes, tomorrow could be a really ornery show because that 24. Because I'm already on.
Dude, I'll start crying.
Tomorrow will be fine. Thursday is going to be the
no. Again, the literature suggests that by Thursday we're going to be feeling great.
Dude,
won't even be hungry, and you may want to keep doing it.
And I'm going to get extremely feminine, and I'm going to start crying if I don't get something to eat because I get like that.
I feel bad. You don't think I feel bad?
That's what I'm saying. That is so me. Is there anything to eat? 3 days. Okay, I'm doing it. It's on.
You can do it. Just play a lot of golf. You got to keep yourself busy.
Oh, yeah, out there in the hot sun.
Yeah.
The cart girl goes by when everybody else is drinking their way and eating sandwiches.
Well, that's
off
actually
the cart.
Good for me because when I get real hot, I lose my appetite anyway. I don't like one of the things about being.
My mouth is watering for something to eat right now.
Let's do this. You and me?
I'm ready.
Come on, partner.
I'm going.
Show other people 3 day fast. BK is going to do it for 1 day for his Jewish.
Well, now do
atonement.
I have to do it for three?
Yeah, no, you don't have to.
Three.
Might as well.
Let's see what Trey is like. Let's see what Trey has been doing.
No,
let's
Trey's
do it.
Done this.
I know, but let's just see what he goes through, what his miserable life is like.
This says you need to go 48 hours before you feel better. Okay. Well, so I'm already on. I ate at like 6:30 last night, dinner, and I haven't eaten since. So I'm already at 12.
Okay. I had a little thing of grits
12
this morning.
Plus, yeah, I'm already at like 15, 16 hours.
There are a couple texts on the text line that says it's good for you. Intermittent fast.
No, it is.
Fasting is good
it
for
is.
You.
It is. I'm telling you.
You see this, Buck? You better check with Dr. Lewis before you do this. And I'm not like you guys. I'm a little bit older.
I'm doing this.
I've had a stroke before.
Now's the time, because by Thursday, I'm going to want some Bud Light skis, and got Thursday night football, and the weekend will be upon us. I got a big event out at...
Stick my head in a trough of fries on Thursday.
Yeah, then we'll go eat, because I've got to do a deal with Bud Light at Coda for the Dierks Bentley concert.
Oh.
On Thursday night. So that's going to be my next thing. But I don't have anything tonight.
Are you going to eat before, or are you just going to fall over at this concert?
I'm going to be feeling enlightened.
No, you're not.
I might just go grab a chicken leg.
I'm going to send you guys pictures of every single meal I eat.
Don't do.
You know that's coming.
Just get you close to heaven. Will we get close to heaven and stuff like that? Will we feel like we're part of nature and the whole works?
You feel like you're almost dead, so I guess.
Uh-oh, here's a guy. Here comes Mr. Expert.
Thank you.
This can be done somewhat regularly, even every day. I'm a physical therapist with a particular interest in nutrition. This is definitely the way to go for benefits. The salt water is a good idea. You can supplement minerals like magnesium and potassium. A three-day fast could damage your microbiome, but you do want to do intermittent fasting, like 16 hours a day, like I just. Well, I'm almost on 16 by the end of this show.
Well, I just don't want this to crush my sex life. I don't want this to all of a sudden.
It goes back to that.
I see my wife once and every once in a while. And if a thing gets crushed, I'm not going to be happy about this.
I think you will still work fine.
I don't know.
I didn't say anything about you and that little blue pill.
I'm talking about, I just had a little thing of grits this morning.
That's not food.
Grits is not.
Your last meal was grits. And by the way, I didn't eat much last night. I fed the kids and kind of ate some of their leftovers. That was it.
I'm starting to feel faint. I feel like I'm about to pass out of here right now.
This is why this will be fun, because we'll see where we are come Thursday. It'll be great. The listeners can follow along.
All right. I got to tell you about the Cover Pro Group, the group of the based group in Austin. They'll give you an unfair advantage Mondays, Thursdays, and Sundays during the NFL season. The CoverPro.com group can give you weekly projections. They're going to help you with the odds. Read their testimonials, winning percentages. For sure, read their winning percentages. And it's all about the NFL. A subscription to the CoverPro.com provides access to various analytic and forecasts for the real games that you do care about. Don't fear the NFL odds. Again, the CoverProGroup.com. How about this? First 6 weeks, absolutely free, no risk. Go to Bucky2018 for 25% off all their subscriptions. That's the CoverPro.com.
All right, we'll come right back. We'll reset the top stories, get you ready for Craig Way and the rest of the day on a Tuesday, and the fast has begun.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
All right, I'm excited we're doing this, Buck, because I've been wanting to do this three-day reboot fast thing for a while.
And I've never wanted to do this.
I know, but you are. But here's what's great about it, because I know myself. If it was just me, I wouldn't. But now I have the show of the people to live up to.
Yes.
And you. I'm accountable to you now. And you're accountable to me and our audience. And Dylan through the glass and BK. Challenge accepted.
Seriously, so we can't eat until after Thursday, after the show. Like, right after the show, can we eat? Can we go have something after the show?
You can eat whatever you want. I'm not going to eat until 6 p.m. on Thursday night.
Oh, my God. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Okay. All right. I'm going to go the distance here.
I'm going to try. Now, if I get to my mom just texted me and said, listen to your body. If you need to eat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And my body's already speaking to me now.
Please don't hurt yourself. If you're starting to feel like things are not going well. But, you know, drink your salt water. Get some salt tablets, maybe.
Did you get on that golf course in that humidity?
I'm going to go to the golf course today, Onion Creek. I'll be playing.
Without any food. See, these people that do these fasts, they don't do anything but get in their cars and go to work.
That ain't
true. And come back. They're not active people.
That ain't true. There's people sitting in their car right now because traffic is a disaster.
That's how they fast. They go to work and come back home.
By the way, one of the positive aspects of these power lines being down and BK roads being closed from County Line all the way to 360.
You have to listen to us?
360 is empty. Like 360, there's no one on it.
Oh, my God.
Because no one can get to it, for crying out loud. 360 is usually a parking lot this time.
True, there's nobody out there.
There's nobody out there. And I've been wondering this since 6 o'clock this morning. How did anybody, if you live north of County Line, northwest, how did you get to Westlake High School today? That's where they go to school. I mean, mess. You had to cut down through Lost Creek, so I'm sure a lot of tardy kids and kids staying home from school today.
Now they're all talking about wings and pizza and cheeseburgers.
I've had all that. That's what I was just telling BK. He's like, you're going to want to eat. And I was like, well, I've been eating. I've eaten. I eat. But I've not done this. This is a new frontier. Aren't you excited to try it?
Well, somebody says you're going to feel like a 25-year-old with my wife now.
That's
after
right.
I fast.
Come out the other side. See what happens.
Oh, it's coming out the other side. My opioid-induced, you know what?
So when I was in, when I was at St. Edward's, I wrote a creative writing paper on Jim Morrison. You know, Jim Morrison of the Doors, of course, died in a bathtub at 27.
from all kinds of drugs.
Well, his deal was the opposite. He wanted to live a life where he never knew sober. Like, he was on something all the time. Like, for a long stretch, there was no sobriety at all.
Josh Gordon?
I don't know about that. But like, from the moment he woke up, when he did wake up, to
that's where he was
on
the whole time.
So he was always trying to find new things to take. Yeah, no, that was his life, and that's why he died at 27. You and I are going to live for a long time because we're going to do intermittent fasting, and we're going to do a 3-day fast.
Well, you know, I don't like water. I guess I'm going to get to start to like it. I'm going to have to, because that's all I can have.
Are you allowed
is water.
To have black coffee?
No.
No?
No, just water. This is just water.
Because I don't drink plain coffee, water. But you do. You're going to get a headache. We're both going to get headaches.
Seriously?
Yes. It's your body, the stuff it normally is getting, it's not getting now. It's going to fight back.
So your
back.
Mom knows at 29 I had a stroke. I mean, I don't want to cause something to reoccur.
What caused your stroke?
I had an infarction in the back of my head back there, and it just clogged up, and I had a stroke.
Infarction?
An infarction, it's called. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. How did that happen?
God just saying, hey, smart guy, I can get you anytime I want you. So here's what you need to understand, even at 29. You think you're living a good life? Let me slow you down a little bit. But this can't cause anything, right?
Everything I'm reading says it's very healthy for you. It's very natural. It's actually better for your body to starve itself every now and again because,
this is better than ice cream, seriously.
It's the reboot.
It's the reboot. That's in my mind, that's what I'm going to call it, the reboot.
Yes, you're rebooting.
The reboot, like a remix of songs. This is it. Yeah, okay.
You're retraining your body a little bit. At some point, you'll hit a euphoric stage because your brain, there's no longer sugar in your body.
I'll get a high out of this, maybe? I get a natural high?
That's what they say. That's what I want to experience, a natural high.
A natural high?
By the way, speaking of that, I never asked you if you saw Ricky on Friday.
Dude, seriously? He was supposed to show up for something. Do you really think that guy showed up?
Ricky Williams?
Yes.
Is he experiencing a natural high?
Dude, every time he takes one step across the other, next step, high, yeah, he's got a natural high. I'm doing this.
This guy says, I haven't been sober since 2008. Oh, my gosh.
I'm excited about this,
folks. Morrison? That's unbelievable.
PK's eating crackers in front of the door. That's not going to bother me right now.
This guy said, went down 71 to the Wyandotte Hill because Southwest Parkway was a parking lot, got off Rollingwood Drive, down to the school, 2 hours.
All right, somebody says black coffee is okay, but I don't eat. I have to have cream in my coffee, so.
Oh, black coffee's okay?
That's what
okay.
Dude says.
It's good to know.
3 days, black coffee's cool.
Bud Light?
No, just kidding. Not
just
Bud Light.
It's a joke.
I'm ready.
Okay. Hey, let's do it. We already got people saying, can't wait to hear tomorrow's show.
Yeah,
tomorrow's
really,
episode of the program will be.
Yes.
By tomorrow morning, I'll be about 30 hours into this bad boy.
Won't be Where's the Fun, I guarantee you that.
Oh, it'll be fun.
Yeah, well.
Might be the crankiest, orneriest radio program of all time.
So the first time I've ever done this, too, by the way.
Might sound like Bob and Sammy back in the day.
Yeah, I've never done this before, so this is a first for that many days.
You and me both. Let's
okay.
do it. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, every hour podcast at hornfm.com. Thank you to Brian Broaddus with his Dallas Cowboys conversation, all of your conversation. The great Craig Way will take over next with the Horn High School Spotlight.